Thwip had armed himself with a spear. He waved it at Flib.
Keep your distance, shrew. I ain't serving you. What's left in the cauldron after they've all been served will do for you.
Flib silently joined the back of the line. When it was her turn, she scraped out the remains of the meagre meal, plopping it on the piece of slate which Midda used as a plate. Flib said gruffly,
I don't want any of that bilge. Give it to Bawty.
When the meal was over, the foxes removed the cauldron and the water tub, leaving the captives alone in the gloomy cavern. Flib posted Jinty and Jiddle with a spike at the entrance.
You two, keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. If you hear any beast coming, let us know. Sharpish! Flander, fetch me those tools. The knife and fork and those spoons I picked out.
Two of the squirrel maid watched Flib going to the rear of the cavern.
What are you going to do?
The Gowsham shrew maid stared at the wall speculatively.
I was keeping my eyes open when they carried me here, hanging from that spear pole. I think this whole place is built underneath an old giant of an oak tree. Look up. Can you see the great thick roots running all ways above us? My guess is right, eh?
Flandor passed over the eating implements.
Maybe so, but what does that prove?
Flib explained.
No tree as big as a oak could grow on solid rock. Trees need earth, soil to grow in. Now, you there, mole maid, what's your name?
The mole maid who had donated the broken iron knife curtsied, introducing herself.
I'm Gertchen, ma'am.
Flib could not help smiling.
Well then, Gertchen, you're a mole. Take a look round this place and tell me, where's the softest spot to start digging?
I'd say right here where I'd be a-sitting.
It was Guffy, the red wall dibbon. Gertchen toddled over. She scratched the cave side where Guffy sat.
Bear I aim correct. Tis girtly soily.
Flib dug the broken knife in. It went easily right up to the hilt. She chuckled happily.
Good enough. This is where I start digging the tunnel. Seeing as we can't fight our way out of the front entrance, we'll dig our way out of the back.
This news caused shouts of joy. Tura waved her paws frantically at the young ones.
Hush, be quiet, all of you. We don't want the vermin to know. Flib, we're all with you, friend. Now, what can we do to help?
The shrew maid was in full charge. She began issuing her orders.
The two little moles can help me. Flander, I want you to make a cover. Use moss, bedding, anything that we can disguise the hole with. Tura, get some of the others to help you. When the soil comes out, it'll need spreading over the floor so it ain't noticed.
Midda approached. She was hugging Bawty, who was weeping softly for his mother.
Petunia, sorry, I mean Flib. What can I do to help you?
Flib smiled as she stroked little Bawty's head.
Just keep the babe from crying for his ma. Much more of that and I'll be weeping myself.
Tassie, the red wall dibbon, smiled prettily at Flib.
Thank you for helping us all, nice shrew.
Flib wiped the paw roughly across her eyes.
Don't thank me yet, darling. Not till we're out of this mouldy old place.
Tura murmured to Flandor.
I don't think any beast would snitch to the vermin to get extra victuals, do you?
The young otter wagged his rudder.
Certainly not. Look at him. You can see hope in their eyes. Hope at the chance of freedom.